The scientific publishing goes English. Will the world soon follow? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Scientific publishing goes English. Will the world soon follow? It's not been an easy trip from Latin to English, but it was a foredrawn trip. The major country of the world is the United States, and it is providing the world with the most stable, beautiful, fantastic English language from the scientific point of view that can be understood by all scientists everywhere and easily learned. Many foreign languages are difficult to learn, and the scientists must learn them. Years ago, they had to do that. More than 98% of all of our scientific articles are published today in English. First, more or less, Latin was the language of science. And Latin was a very difficult language, a very uneasy language, but yet it was the language of the science of the people, of the literature, and so forth, until people like Galileo and Newton came along, and they were having their tussle with the Catholic Church, and they were having their tussle with where knowledge really comes from and where wisdom really comes from. And they fought the Catholic Church, and they fought in the Reformation, and they fought in all of these programs. And what happened? They decided to publish in their native tongue. Whatever language the Galileo and Newton and others had, they published in their foreign tongue. Now, this was okay, but not too satisfactory, because the foreign tongue was never as polished a language as Latin had been and as other languages are. Take German, for instance. It became a very scientific language because it was very precise and very definite. And the French, with their diplomatic language, took a place along with the Germans. And the English, they took a place along with this too because of their predominance of having papers published in English in Great Britain and in America. Well, as America grew and as America more profoundly served the scientific community, and as the scientific community turned toward American shores, the language became more and more predominant in English. 98% today, we are told in an article in the Popular Science, November 2013. They tell us all these facts, and they reveal these facts to us in a very specific and a wonderful way. In the 19th century, French, German, and English had gained recognition in scientific circles because they were the ones that were used. And then later along came Russia with its Russian additive going in during the Cold War with English, and then they soon too gained disfavor. And as they gained disfavor with the scientific community, the scientific community had to turn to something that was easy, simple, powerful, and respected. World War I found the Germans out of favor with the scientific community, and in 1933, Germany banned one-fifth of its physics teachers and one-eighth of its biological professors. And these people left for England and the U.S. and hence published their scientific works in English. Is the world ready for English as its native language, as its base language? Many other languages have been attempted to be used as a universal language for the world. And people love their native tongue. They love their native language. They love that. It's going to be a hard pull for that to slide away. Or will it be easy? I believe once it's chosen, it'll be easy. Because now alone in the scientific community, where the world is a world of science, basically today, The scientific community endorsing English as its way of expressing itself is so tremendously important. And all over the world, people are speaking English more and more easily, perfectly, and wonderfully. It's a language that everyone speaks. You go into any foreign country, and they all speak English because they want the English trade. They want the trade of the people who speak English. And people who don't speak English learn to speak English because they find that it's so helpful, so beneficial. Now, it took decades after decades and hundreds of years for it to move from Latin into the favored 19th century when the English was chosen. And how long will it take for English to become a native language of all the countries of the world? Well, as all the countries in the world enjoy watching television, they enjoy watching all of these programs and news and so forth, hearing it in English, learning it in English, having English be a predominant language in their own way, I quite imagine English will soon be the language of the world. Now, it's a known language, it's a respected language, and it's a language that changes. It changes with all the nuances of the new words that come into it, like computer and like computer sciences and like the words of robots and so forth. All of these things have been introduced by English, and all of these things have been brought forth in a most wonderful, fantastic way. Now, you say many of these English words were translated into the foreign language around the world, and that is true. But they're translated into it. And still, as you would read German poetry or English poetry or French poetry, and you translate it, it's never as beautiful as the original translation when read with all the nuances that go into it. I do believe that the English language will develop its own nuances, its own attitudes that are so respective and reflective of a beautiful, marvelous, poetic, scientific, educational, intellectual, and literary language. It's a language that must come into its own, and it is doing that now. And of course, if we're from some other country, we like to think, well, maybe our country's language will be chosen. Maybe a Swiss, maybe German, maybe Latin, maybe Italian, maybe Spanish, maybe Russian, maybe the Norwegian languages. Who knows what might be chosen? But odds are that the English language is right there on top. And it's not a matter of wanting it to be that way, not a matter of seeking to make it be that way. It just is that way because the language of literature, the language of education, the language of science, and science is what tops it all. That language is the language that the nations of the world soon will be speaking and acting as though they always did speak it. And this is the way it is. This is the way it is. And all of the native idioms, all the native attitudes will still be there, perhaps, but translated into English. When will we know when this has taken place? Well, actually, we don't know. Did you know, before this report, that 98% of all scientific articles published today are in English? Did you know that? I knew a lot of them were. I knew that the tendency was that way. But for me to know that that is the truth, that 98%, it's only 2% more, and all the articles on scientific activity will be in English. Perhaps in other languages too, but basically in English. Because English is where everyone goes to look at. English will be the Wikipedia of scientific languages. English will be the Wikipedia of research and knowledge, because it is there now and it is easy to find and easy to use and easy to enjoy. Think about it. More than 98% of all scientific articles published today are in English. And the first articles were published in Latin and then published in the native tongue of the scientists themselves, and later published in French, English, and German as it gained respect in scientific circles in the 19th century. And then, because of the foolishness of some countries making science a travesty, they were discounted, and it was not put into Japanese, and it was not put into German. It was not put into Spanish. It was not put into Italian. It was not put into languages where the languages themselves had misused the information. But you know, and I know, that more than 98% of all scientific articles published today are in English, and being a fact, ipso facto, it looks like the next step is all languages in the world will be spoken first in English and then in the native tongue, if the native tongue at all. Don't get shook up. Just know that the handwriting is on the wall. And it's quite possible that this is what may, this is what will, this is what can happen to your language, my language, our language. And today, 98% of all scientific articles are published in English. And how interesting that is. Have a good day, and know that you know that you know all is known by you right now. And you're fantastic. And I love you. And I love you. I love you.